the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
The 2023 holiday entertaining season is finally here. Party hosts are brainstorming the perfect holiday menus that embody the flavors and textures of the season. Wine is often included on the menu, but doesn't receive the same attention to detail as the meal. When paired correctly, wine can support your holiday dishes rather than compete and clash with flavors. I'm Adair Seifert, and today, Matt Becca Brady, wine enthusiast and professor in the Department of Hospitality Leadership at Missouri State University, offers insight on the perfect holiday wine pairings.
As far as what wines would be universally used or accepted for the holidays, I mean, really when you get into, like, say, Thanksgiving celebrations, when you think of the different foods, you know, it's a lot of different flavors, a lot of different components. So, I mean, Riesling is a great option. There's a lot of dry Rieslings out there that work very well with all those different flavor profiles. When you get on the red side, a light red, a Pinot Noir, even Gamay, those are great options. Grenache, some great options that would pair with those wide array of different flavors.
He offers suggestions on wine pairings for sweet and savory foods.
If you're looking at pairing wines with sweets, you know, sometimes you run into a little bit of a challenge there because traditionally you might think, okay, let's do a sweet dessert wine. But then a lot of times you don't want the competing sweet and sweet. So you might actually go more kind of almost a sweet and savory aspect of things. You know, look at a wine that's going to not compete on the sweetness level. So, for instance, if you've got, you know, a real sweet chocolate dessert, then you might do something big red with kind of a jammy fruit profile. So maybe a Zinfandel, say, from Lodi, that's got that jammy fruit to it to kind of help balance out to where you're not competing sweet and sweet. When you're thinking of more like savory foods, dinner, when you're talking about pairings, a couple different ways we can approach that pairing. So without speaking to specific wines, we can look at congruent pairings to where we're going to pair like items. So let's say, for instance, Thanksgiving dinner, you got the cranberry sauce of some variation. Everybody does a little different. But a Pinot Noir that has similar characteristics, those bright red fruits, is going to be a nice congruent pairing. You could also look at contrasting pairings to where you might have something that's spicy and you could pair that with a sweet Riesling that's going to have those contrasting elements, but they're going to marry and pair very well together. One of the biggest things, though, when you look at those savory holiday pairings is drink what you like with what you have, not what someone tells you you should drink. So, I mean, other options or other things to think about when you're thinking about holiday pairings. I mentioned congruent pairings, contrasting pairings. One of the easiest ways to look at food and wine pairing is body to body. So lighter bodied dishes with lighter bodied wines. Heavier bodied foods with heavier or with fuller bodied wines. And easiest way to look at those when you're thinking about the wine is think of skim milk being light bodied, whole milk being full bodied. Wines kind of look the same way. So a light bodied wine in the red side is going to have a lighter color. It's going to have a little bit more translucent aspect to it, where more full bodied wines have a darker color. So darker fruit characteristics, lighter fruit characteristics. Pair those up with the food and you're not going to have competing elements. You're going to have more synergy between the two.
He shares a good source for learning more about wine pairings.
So a great source to, you know, find information about pairings, one of my favorite sources is winefolly.com. She does a phenomenal job, a great wealth of information, not only on her website, but also on social media. The greatest thing about the information shared is it's very approachable, very easy to understand. So someone that's not into wine, they can appreciate and understand it. Someone that's into wine and has been in the industry for a long time, they can appreciate what she offers as well.
He offers insight on how to choose the perfect wine for a gift.
Probably the number one thing that I would say to focus on is don't go with a real sweet wine because you don't know if that person really likes it. Don't go with a big, heavy cab because you want to kind of be more in the middle. So I would suggest something more middle of the road. Pinot Noir, I've mentioned that before, but Pinot Noir is a great option. Pinot Noir offers that element of a lighter bodied red, a nice fruit-forward characteristic. It's not sweet by any stretch. So it's very approachable to someone that you don't know if they really like this or that. This is good in between.
That was Matt Beckabrady, wine enthusiast and professor in the Department of Hospitality Leadership at Missouri State University. I'm Adair Seifert for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.